According to state environmental regulators, their tests have determined that a Wheatfield landfill, which once contained Love Canal waste, is not contaminating the properties of adjacent homeowners. That announcement is being contested by the homeowners, who are combining to file a lawsuit in the matter. On today's Press Pass, Dan Telvach of Investigative Post updates his reporting on the situation.
The DEC has declined, and it sounds like they will not be testing inside anyone's homes. And yes, the argument made in the lawsuit and the argument that continues to be made by the attorneys representing these residents is that the contamination they found, the highest levels were in these sump pumps in the people's homes. And we're talking about pesticides, and we're talking about PCBs, which are man-made chemicals. It's not a naturally occurring thing. So how is this stuff finding its way in a sump pump? I posed that question to the DEC, and the answer I got back was, well, you know, sump pumps could have this contamination from a variety of different sources. But they don't think it's coming from the landfill. And I don't know how a sump pump gets contaminated with PCBs, if in fact this is what they found. I don't know how, sump pumps get contaminated with the types of pesticides that they found. And they're saying that these pesticides that they detected are also ones that are detected at the Wheatfield landfill. That's what this lawsuit's about. But the DEC is saying that the residents should be pleased with the results of their testing, and they don't think anything's migrating off the landfill.
It's interesting because I know a lot of your reporting has helped to move this process along a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do these homeowners trust what the DEC is telling them?
No. It's really bad. They do not trust the process. They don't trust the testing the DEC is doing. Here's one argument that the residents and their attorneys are making. Well, the DEC, tested the surface of the soil at some of these homes. Well, the attorney that I talked to that's representing these residents says that, they need to test below the surface of the ground, deeper into the ground, and see if they find contamination there, because they think the groundwater is poisoned, and that's how it's getting into the sump pump. So if the DEC were to dig deeper, they might find something. And the DEC did not dig deeper in the residential side of things. And they're declining. They said they could not defend, based on what they've done so far, they could not defend scientifically going inside and testing sump pumps. And these residents are not happy about that. They're demanding that, the DEC come in and test the sump pump water.
What kind of position does it put these homeowners in to know that this is there, and this is obviously highly publicized?
Well, some have moved out of their homes. Some have moved out, and their homes are abandoned right now. That's kind of what happened at Love Canal. So there's parallels here, and the issue here is that we don't really know what's going on in these private residences. We don't know what's happening. And I was sent the report that the lawyers had from a company in Boston did some testing, and it's a report that's about 8 pages long and explains in basic terms what they found. And they did find, if this is accurate, they did find very high levels of pesticides and other contaminants inside people's homes. I have no idea how that could happen. And if these same chemicals were found in that landfill, I just don't know why I think the residents, from what they're telling me, why isn't the DEC thinking, like, how does this happen? I'm trying to figure out how it happened if it did in fact happen. And there's, these sump pumps are contaminated.
Dan Telvach of Investigative Post, as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you.